This is 307 Net Info, connecting community.
Gentlemen, before you, I have provided you a summary of the liquor license that have been submitted for renewal. They would include Rock and Roll Ranch LLC doing business as the Stampede, requesting renewal of their county malt beverage permit. South Fork Mountain Resort doing business as South Fork Inn, a retail liquor license. HF Bar Ranch Inc. doing business as HF Bar Ranch, a resort liquor license. MC Harper LLC doing business as Cowboy Bar and Grill, the retail liquor license. Paradise Ranch Company doing business as Paradise Guest Ranch, retail liquor license. TA Guest Ranch Inc. doing business as TA Guest Ranch, a restaurant liquor license. EST LLC doing business as Folded Hills Ranch, retail liquor license. Lake Stop Resort LLC doing business as Lake Stop Resort, retail liquor license. Good to Go Stores LLC doing business as Good to Go Store number 13, retail liquor license. Caligar Steakhouse LLC doing business as Caligar Steakhouse and Saloon, which is a retail liquor license. I would like to clarify this business is currently non-operational. And as the statute allows, they can, they've been non-operational since the end of March. And they have the opportunity to renew one more time to be either become operational or sell the license however they can. But statute allows for that. All of the applications were submitted to the State Liquor Division. There were a few corrections, boxes that were missing. Those have been corrected and resubmitted to the state. The only outstanding issue was they had requested that the cattle guard, they pointed out that the cattle guard's food service permit had expired in December. They had not renewed it simply because they're not non-operational. I emailed that department more than 2 weeks ago getting clarification if that was necessary since they're not operational, and if so, cattle guard's willing to do that. So I respectfully request renewal of these applications with the one condition on the cattle guard that that issue is cleared up with the state of Wyoming. If they are required to renew that food service permit, they do that before we issue a license. As required, advertisement took place in the Buffalo Bulletin on January 9th and January 16th. So we're good to go, and I respectfully request approval of these applications.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes, sir.
Mr. Chairman, you need to open a public hearing to consider this.
Okay. And we will close our commissioner meeting for a minute and go into a public hearing to go over the liquor licenses. If there's any public comment, any questions, please do so now. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. My name is Bruce Birch. We are in the process of putting together the old rock shop up here as a convenience store, and we were trying to figure out how we could become a malt liquor dealer for beer only. We don't want hard liquor or wine. don't want to sell, we don't want it on the premises to be drank. Just buy your beer and go. This is one of the reasons we came up here this morning to tell you who we were, what we got going. We're going to make a convenience store out of it. We also have some plans down the road to have a basketball court put up for kids, teenagers, a place where they can go and sit and talk. We're going to put in about 20 to 25 picnic tables where they can sit and play on their phones. Or we've also come up with the idea to put up a clamshell up there and put electricity to it, so if we have kids that like to play musical instruments, they can do so. And we want to run it from like 4 o'clock in the afternoon till dark. When it gets dark, everybody goes home. And so we're up here inquiring about how about to go about, maybe if there's a license available, and if we can have just a beer only license.
Okay.
Commissioners, I will double check on that. I believe that someone from that organization did contact me. And if I recall, I did contact the state and they said there weren't any available, but I will double check. I'll get your contact information afterwards. Is that,
that
who I talked to?
Yeah. Yes, ma'am. And I'm Spencer Leonard with the ice shop.
Thank you, guys.
We have a card here for you guys. I think I brought one. I'm going to leave around here in my pockets.
I'll get that after the meeting and I will check with the state liquor division again.
But that's our reason for coming up here today and visiting with you people. But we want to give to the community. And there's people up there that have been stopping up there every day wanting to know when we're going to open up. Because one of the things we're going to sell is milk, bread, eggs, pop, and ice. I believe Buffalo had a very big shortage of ice last summer. We bought a machine to make lots of ice.
Thank you, I appreciate that.
Yeah, you bet. Thank you for our time. Here
comes. Sounds like you got some great plans going up there. So looking forward to seeing it open. Kind of drive by there and check it out now and then. So.
Well, I'm excited to open it. I've got 5 months into it, and we're just waiting a couple more things, and we'll be open. So.
Anybody else?
Mr. Chairman, do I need to read those names again inside the hearing, or are we good?
I'm going to refer that to Chairman Novotny.
So, Mr. Vice Chair, we are in the public comment period of this liquor hearing, so you need to ask for public comment 3 more times, at which point you can close public comment, and then we can begin with the process of renewal.
Okay. Does she need her to read the names of the liquor establishments again?
Mr. Vice Chair, she did not. We are in public comment.
Okay.
That actually isn't appropriate for public comment. We need to keep requesting public comment on renewal of the liquor license.
Perfect. Any more public comment? There's twice. Any more public comment? There's 3.
No.
All right. Then we are going to close the public hearing and comment and go back to our regular commissioner meeting.
So, Mr. Vice Chair, you can either deal with these liquor licenses individually, you could move them in block, we could do a consensus. It's really whatever your prerogative is.
I would like to do everybody up to the Cattle Guard Steakhouse in one block.
So, Mr. Chair, I would move to table the renewal of the Cattle Guard Steakhouse liquor license, pending data from the state on the food license.
I agree. So let's do that.
I'll second that.
All right. So, you got a second?
Who was the motion? Was that Bob? Bill?
Bill.
Bill.
So we do the Cattle Guard pending state information.
Table the readout. Thank you.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 All right, that's passed.
I saw it.
We will wait and see what the state does with the cattle guard, and then we will get back to them.
I'll go ahead and move to approve all the rest of the liquor license as presented by the clerk.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Mr. Chair, you better ask for discussion before you vote.
Any discussion? Any discussion? No discussion? Now let's vote.
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. All right, motion passed. All right, on to the next item is Senator Kansky. We have something for you for all the great service you've done for the state of Wyoming and our county.
Here's a certificate from the governor.
Oh, wow. Super. Well, thank you very much. I really appreciate that. Oh, my goodness. Wow. Okay, we gotta get a bigger house. thank you.
She says, okay.
Yeah, I really appreciate it. Okay, thank you. Thank you.
Senator Kansky, could you turn around really quick?
Yeah, sure. Let me get my partner up here. 50 years on July 5th of this year, so I can. Yeah, there we go.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes, sir.
Are we at a spot where I can say a few words about Senator Kansky?
Yes, he's just getting ready to sit down. So.
Rebuttal.
Yes, go ahead.
Senator Kansky, I'm sorry I'm calling in remote from the state capitol. You know, I sure miss not having you down here working on our behalf, but, you know, over the years, you have been just such an incredible advocate for our county and all local government, and also just a good, solid, conservative voice. And certainly there were times where you maybe didn't take the position that we did, but I always knew that you had a thoughtful, solid position for the reasons that you voted the way that you did. And we're always an advocate for Johnson County. And I think that the Veterans Home is probably the pinnacle of the relationship where we worked with you to get that incredible win for veterans and for our community. But I just can't thank you enough over the years for all you've done for us, for all you did for KC, and being an advocate for them. And more importantly, Dave, just really, you're a friend. And so I can't thank you enough for everything that you've done.
Does this work?
Yeah, we can hear you.
Do I have to?
There you go.
Oh, there it goes. It's like a nuclear device. Bill, thank you. It's been 10 years, and it's been a lot of hard work with folks like you. And I've enjoyed it. I've enjoyed it. I've always enjoyed hard work, but this was perhaps one of the harder challenges I've ever had to deal with, because politics does not come to me naturally, because I tend to speak and then think, which is kind of a dangerous thing in this field. But I just wanted to reminisce a little bit about July of 2014. John Schiffer had passed away, and after a period of time, then I began to call some of the precinct committee men and committee women. There's a fellow living in Sheridan who's raised in Buffalo, and he said, he went through the list of precinct committee, and he says, I know that gal, she's really nice, give her a call. So I called her, and she's a Buffalo gal, and she said, now I'm gonna paraphrase, but she said, save your breath. It's a Johnson County seat. It's always been a Johnson County seat. It will always be a Johnson County seat. And I thought, okay, this is going to be a little bit harder than I thought. But then I called another gal, and she said, I've never done anything like this before. I don't even know if I'm supposed to talk to you. So I agreed, you know, maybe later we could get together. And she called me back 10 minutes later, and she said, I called my daughter, she lives in Sheridan, she said, you did a pretty good job as mayor, and I ought to talk to you. And so that was a good conversation. So one by one, I spoke to those committee people, but I'll never forget the meeting in Story of all the precinct committee men and committee women from Sheridan and Johnson County, and somebody from Johnson County asked the question, can somebody from the big city of Sheridan represent the little town of Buffalo? And I said, you know, that's what I love about Wyoming, that here we've got two small communities and we think Sheridan's a big city. But that's a real thing. It's real because Sheridan is bigger. And who wants to be overlooked? Who wants to be forgotten? Nobody. And I made a promise that Buffalo would never be overlooked, that KC would never be forgotten, and that I would always represent Johnson County with all the vigor that I had at my disposal. John Schiffer was known as a voice for rural Wyoming, and I pledged that I would take up that flag. And so my first several years, I put thousands of miles on the truck, and I made sure that everybody in Johnson County knew that I was here for them. Whether it was going to wool growers meetings or cattlemen's meetings or conservation district meetings or weed and pest meetings, didn't matter. The lamb feed, whatever it was, I was there to listen and to learn, listen to city councils, listen to county commissioners, school boards, to make sure that I understood what it is that people wanted. And that's old school, Bill. That's old school politics. And I know Commissioners Kozacek and Shelley are the same way. Things have changed a little bit in politics, but that's still the way I think it needs to be done, is to really know the people. There's a style of campaigning nowadays where you just yell rhino, 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 and that's kind of the whole campaign. But I think Johnson County is different. It is still a very small area, and they want to know, do you know who I am, and do you care? And so I've taken great pains to make sure that the answer was always yes, and yes, when it came to my representation. Bill, I will never, ever forget the rallying cry around the veterans home, the inspiration that you gave me. My spirits were pretty low. I remember that there were some folks that in this community that said they didn't necessarily want it. And I thought, man, that's going to be tough to get around. And it didn't faze Bill Novotny one little bit. He just felt like we got them surrounded now. They just don't know it yet. And you rallied and built this community. And you taught me something that I will never forget in terms of just never giving up hope. And rallying the community around a cause and just punching it through to the win. And I really appreciate everything that I've learned from you over the years. And I will say again, these have been 10 years, 10 of the best years of my life. The only years that would be better is just chasing my kids around between soccer games and sporting events and swim team meets. Those years you never get back. But these 10 years representing Johnson County have absolutely been a great pleasure and a great honor, and I cannot thank you all enough. Greatly appreciate it.
I'd like to thank you, Senator Kiske. I don't know if you remember the first time we actually had a conversation, that you wanted to tour uranium mine down there, and you and I drove down there, and I was very impressed with what you said, and I wanted to say how much I appreciate all the support that you gave the law enforcement during your time as a senator, not only here locally, but on the state level also. So I really appreciate that.
Well, I appreciate that you always took my calls, especially when there was something real urgent. And I do recall that uranium tour, because I knew about that much about uranium. And when we came out of there, I was educated, and yeah. I greatly appreciate that. Greatly appreciate it.
You weren't glowing yet either. I kind of wondered if we might be, but
no, that was a phenomenal day.
And I would like to thank you on behalf of the Treasurers Association. It was always known that I had a senator that would listen to me, and not all treasurers had that. And it was one of those things that I knew I could have someone that would listen to our opinion, listen to our reasoning, and again, like Bill stated, we didn't always totally agree on everything, but you were always willing to take our opinion into advice and knew what was best for our constituents, and I want to thank you for that.
Thank you, Carl.
Yes, thank you so much for all you've done, the late nights down there in Shine that you had to put in. Greatly appreciate it. It's a thankless job at times, but we are very thankful for what you've done for us.
Appreciate it all. God bless you all.
Thank you.
Move on to vouchers.
Yes, commissioners, you've been presented with a report listing all of the vouchers totaling $252,656.54. If any of you have any questions about any of the vouchers, be sure and let me know.
Any questions?
No.
Move to approve the vouchers.
Yeah. Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion approved. Now we get into the point where we have public comment. Do we have any public comment?
I would like to personally thank Senator Kinski and his beautiful bride for the years that he put in. He was a major go-to person for my husband when he was the president of the Wool Growers and also on the American Land Board. Something came up in agriculture. He knew he could always call Barry Crago, Bill Novotny, Senator Kinski, and they were going to jump on board and get on a conference call and see what they could do to help. And that will never, ever be forgotten, Mr. Kinski. Thank you.
Any more public comment? Close public comment. Got a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 Motion approved. We are adjourned.
This is 307 Net Info, connecting community.